First and 10 for the Bath. Fighting Bees in Laker territory. Left to right across your radio. It's a handoff to Leslie Painter on the left side. And he's going to be caught in the backfield. Terrence Dubes catches him at the 48-yard line, 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Says, you're not going any further, and whips him down to the ground. A loss of 3 and a tackle for a loss.
Good pursuit by Terrence Dubes holding down that far end of the line. Leslie Payne, though, went to make a cut and go by him, hit the brakes, and slid right by and right into Dubes' arms. The field condition is going to start to have an effect on these guys who like to make sharp cuts.
It's a pass as Moffitt's airing it out.
He's got Ellsworth.
As Ellsworth wide open at the 20-yard line, hits the hands and goes right through. That would have been 6 points right there for Bath, but instead it's now a incomplete pass and cut back to the 48-yard line.
Arguably the best throw of the night by Dylan Moffitt as he hit his favorite receiver tonight, Cam Ellsworth, right in the breadbasket and right on through it, Clark. Oh, man, 6 points missed out on there by the Bees.
There's a hole in the bucket, Elvira. 7:47 left in the third. With a third down now for the Fighting Bees. That never gets old, the Fighting Bees.
No, it doesn't.
So now they're ready to go as the officials tie his shoe. Make sure it's a double knot. Yep, it is a double knot. There we go. Confirmed double knot. Third and 14, two wide each way. Richardson in motion to the right. Back to pass, staying in the pocket. And he has Reindress wide open. He rumbles past the first down marker, the 35, down to the 31-yard line. An 18-yard pickup moves the chains for Bath.
Oh, and bad news for the Lakers defense as their kryptonite can catch passes also. Reindress comes out into the flat. Nobody near him. Eventually, the senior Steve Kozinski run him down, but not until the first down was made.
7:40 left in the third quarter. Bath strings together a time-consuming drive. It's a handoff right up the middle, up the gut to Reindress this time. Nothing much going there. He's out to the 31-yard line. Gain of 2, second and 8.
Austin McCabe in on that stop.
Second and 8. Man in motion. It's a handoff again to Reindress right up the middle. He's down to the 25-yard line. Shy of the first down by about 3 yards. It's going to be a gain of 5. And 3 to go. Third down for Bath. A critical stop here for the Laker defense coming up at the 25-yard line.
Dustin Cady making the stop on defense.
As the officials are sending number 88 off. I don't even see an 88 on their roster.
It could have been a dirty 68, Deontay Walker.
We'll go with it. Two wide to the left, two wide to the right. Man motion to the left. And Moff is going to keep it for himself. He's going to be short of the first down right up the gut on the second effort across the 25, down to the 24, maybe the 23. It's a fourth and 2. The first down marker's at the 22. They're at the 24.
Diaz makes the stop on third down for the Laker defense.
47-0, Harbor Beach at the end of the third quarter. And Moffitt's going to go for it on fourth down, and Lakers stops him. They tried to go on the hurry-up offense, tried to catch Lakers off guard, and they said, not so fast, my friend. At the bottom of the pile, number 60, Austin McCabe, the 5'11", 225 junior. The tackle on defense, and, and it's a turnover of downs, and Lakers gets the stop they needed. And they retain their one-point lead.
Oh, McCabe's been double-teamed all night. Finally gets a one-on-one battle, and he wins it, stopping Moffitt short of the first down marker, giving his offense a chance to put some points on the board.
First and 10 for the green and white with all momentum swinging to their sideline. A 5:58 left in the third, leading 14-13 over Bath. Hand off to Diaz around the right end. Across the 30-yard line, about a gain of 6, the first down marker. At the 35, down to the 36. Excuse me, the 31, if I can do my math here. trying to convert metric to centimeters, back to inches, and back to yards. Never works too well. Pick up of 6, 2nd and 4.
Brandon Chapko making the stop for the Bees.
Stay up to date with all your WLEW Sports game coverage on Twitter. Follow us at WLEW Sports. 2nd and 4, handoff to Diaz around the right side, breaks free, one tackle, he's slippery, and dives forward to about the 33-yard line. Going to be shy of the first down, bring up a 3rd, but manageable coming up. And a 2nd and 3rd effort there from Diaz sets this play up.
Chapko in on another tackle.
Gain of 3 for Diaz. 2 yards to go. Brady Post trots in from the sidelines. Clock starts back up. 4:48. Katie and Diaz in the backfield. Dubes in motion, working to the left side. Going to be a lead blocker here on the sweep out to Diaz, who's tripped up in the backfield as number 7, Cam Ellsworth, read right exactly what they're doing, tripped him up. Diaz nearly got out of it and is brought down at the 29-yard line. A loss of 4 on the play and brings up 4th and 6.
Yeah, heck of a job by Ellsworth on the end, beating both blockers and tripping up Diaz.
4:05 left in the third quarter. Lakers still leading 14-13. Same score we had at halftime. Dubes in the punt away. He stands at his 16-yard line. Number 3, Leslie Payne, ready to receive. Low snap, has to pick it up off the ground, and he's now running it at the 20-yard line, down to the 25, going to go out of bounds at the 30-yard line. He's going to be shy of the first down by 5 yards. Not exactly how things went. And instead of punting away, the low snap coming down on the ground now gives the ball back to Bath with a 29-yard field to work with.
Moffitt, the quarterback, making the stop on that broken play, setting up excellent field position for the Fighting Bees.
Just when all momentum was swinging over to the Lakers sideline, it can change that quickly. Laker defense needs to come up with a big stop yet again. First and 10 for the Bath Fighting Bees. Silver helmets, white jerseys with a hint of brown. Royal blue pants, mostly white shoes. A laundromat's nightmare. Moffitt hands it off to Reindress. Their fullback rumbles down to the 26-yard line. A gain of 3 yards. First down markers way down at the 19-yard line. 2nd and 7 with 3:30 left in the third.
Terrence Dubes, first one to meet him.
Every down here, Dave, feels like it's critical, but yet we have a ton of football to play.
Oh, we do, but right now you got to take advantage of mistakes, and that's what Bath is trying to do here on a bad snap on that last punt.
Receiver wide each way as well as a slot. And now they're back to pass, staying in the pocket. Throws this one downfield to Ellsworth, and as he brings it in, he has to dive for it at the end zone line. Falls incomplete. And another incomplete pass intended for Ellsworth, who's now 2 for 4 in receiving. Moffitt is 3 for 10 for 73 yards.
Moffitt laid the ball out into the end zone and gave Ellsworth a diving chance to make a play. Almost come down with it, but at the end of the day, Moffitt put it in a place where only his man could get it, which makes it a pretty decent throw.
3rd and 7 now, maybe 3rd and 6 for the Bath visiting squad. Now Harvard Beach 54-0. Two wide each way. Moffitt under center. And he's going to keep it on the option. Gets down to the 20-yard line. Still on his feet at the 15. And dragged out of bounds. They say he's out of bounds at the 16-yard line. And doing the tackling was Dustin Cady, the linebacker. 1st and 10 for Bath. 2:58 left in the third.
Yeah, good open field tackle by Dustin Cady. He doesn't make that play. Moffitt probably takes it down the sideline into the end zone. So great play by him.
And thanks to an associate of our sports information team, Megan Lapine in Harbor Beach, for the stat updates from Harbor Beach, as well as Mike Meisner, our in-game correspondent. It's a option to Moffitt. He's down to the 10-yard line. Finally brought down.